Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live, the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Want to talk some Mets and Yankees struggles? Well, the lines are open for you. Yes, 888-808-1019. I did want to mention, though, because it's getting more and more frustrating. Like, the league around the Knicks is operating. The Celtics are making trades. The Nets are making trades. The Atlanta Hawks are making trades. There's things that are going on. The draft is tonight.
Yes. I'm just wondering, like, people just don't like Porzingis or what? And this guy gets traded, you know, he gets traded more than Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Well, Kevin Durant wants to get traded. I don't know. Kristaps did want out of the Knicks and his pain in the ass brother and all that stuff. I don't know. I mean, I feel like with Kristaps, it was a couple of things. One, you mentioned with the money, and also, you know, he fit perfectly for that year. They win a championship. Some weird illness happens with him this year. Obviously, they got to do some salary cap maneuvering, and he was an easy one to move on from.
I don't know that much about the trade between, you know, them and Atlanta, but it was Atlanta, right? Is that who they traded with?
Yeah, he's
and the Nets.
Right, so, but all I do know is that Jrue Holiday and Porzingis were a pain in the ass for the Knicks.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, like, things are rapidly changing. You know, around the Knicks, like I feel like it's positive. You know, and I don't even talk about the injuries that have happened to the significant players in the Eastern Conference, but it's a part of the story. But you know, the Celtics now are starting to, their new ownership realizes that they're going to be paying some big money to some players here.
Yeah, I mean, and so this is what the Knicks, of course, have interviewed Jenkins, have interviewed Mike Brown, and now they're interviewing Micah Norry, who is a Timberwolves assistant. And Jerry played some cuts from him because he's one of the guys that gets interviewed during the games instead of the head coach. And he's a Southern guy who actually uses phrases like watertight, like a frog's butthole. Like Jerry played a whole bunch of stuff yesterday.
Yes.
And he was like, I'm praying. Jerry said, I'm praying to the sports gods that the Knicks hire this guy because of the stuff he was saying. You know, he was like, man, I tell you, that pick and roll is not working. It's like boobs on a bull. What's the point? You know, it's like, what?
Well, maybe he had a good relationship with Karl Anthony Towns when Karl Anthony Towns was there. And maybe Karl Anthony Towns, his agent, and Leon Rose are speaking about, you know, coaches that Karl Anthony Towns likes, maybe?
Yeah, so he got there in 2021. So, yeah, he did spend a couple of years with him as the lead assistant. So, is Karl Anthony Towns dictating everything that's going on in the organization?
I don't know.
Now?
You wouldn't think so because of the way that he comes off in interviews and the way that he talks and some of the things that he says. You would think that, you know, he wouldn't have or be that kind of guy pushing.
But this is what it is, though. You're right. It's not him. It's the people who were infatuated with him, had to get him here, and needed to work because their reputation is on the line because of it.
Well, it did work.
Needed to work for as far as a championship because it didn't work in their eyes because they fired the coach after making it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
But what I'm saying is that they had a successful year, and he had a very successful year for the Knicks. He did.
But they're thinking bigger now, as they should. So, and they need to get more out of him, and they should.
So, therefore, go get a guy that he is comfortable with and he likes to work with, and maybe that guy can, you know, create an offensive system that, you know, he'll be able to get more out of. I don't know. How much more do you want from Karl Anthony Towns?
Well, I mean, we talked about at the end of the season. What you need is more consistency, not sloppy fouls, getting back on defense, you know, like those things. Being a bully in the paint offensively as opposed to just standing behind the three-point arc and chucking it up. We know the things. We're like a few weeks removed now from it, but yes. We all remember what the things we needed from him were.
And watching OKC, especially in Game 7, I don't know if you noticed this or not, any shot that was hit by OKC, there was no celebrating. It was all get back on defense.
No, that's why they're the best defensive team in the league.
You know, nobody was flexing after a dunk like, yep. And then the guy that he's covering is like 20 feet past him already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's none of that crap going on.
Yep.
So I don't know. I don't think Karl Anthony Towns is going to change all that much. But if you're going to hire a coach, you better hire a coach that, you know, can keep him somewhat happy and somewhat engaged and hopefully get a little bit better of a year that you got out of him from this year. You got an all-star year out of him this year. And they were good. They went all the way to the conference final. They should be able to take the next step. But unlike the Pacers, they're going to have to do it with another coach, not with the same coach that went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year and then took his team to the finals this year and unfortunately lost his best player in Game 7.
Yeah, and I think that once we see Jason Kidd doing interviews tonight talking about Cooper Flagg being on his team, you can officially close the door on that dream happening. I know it's sort of on life support and people think that the Knicks could still take that big swing, but once you get Jason Kidd out there saying, oh, I got Cooper Flagg now, and obviously we hope Anthony Davis is healthy and Kyrie and the extension, and here we go, blah, blah, blah. We're in the finals a couple years ago. We're going to try to get back there, then forget about it. Then his extension comes and bang. So it's going to be, you know, unless there's some other assistant out there we don't know about, you got those three candidates right now, Mike Brown, Mike Inouye, and Taylor Jenkins.
And for us locally, I guess, you know, Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey are the two guys that Dylan Harper seems to be trending as the number two overall pick, and Ace Bailey has fallen a little bit.
Well, he's fallen because he didn't want to take a meeting with the 76ers. He wasn't going to do a workout for them or anything. So I think he wants to be either in, I guess, Utah, Washington, or New Orleans. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to say. He doesn't want to be.
I would think he'd want to be with the Nets, maybe.
Yeah, that, I mean, the Nets, I can understand, but that's all the way down at 8. You know? I mean, does he want to fall all the way to 8? Why would you not want to be on the 76ers?
Well, the big question would be, are there any trades? You know, are there any trades out of, like, does San Antonio really want Ace Bailey? Does Philadelphia want, you know, Knipple? Is it Knipple from Duke? Knipple? Knipple? I don't know. What is it?
You're asking the wrong guy, but I like Knipple. That sounds good to me. Let's go with that.
I knew you would love that.
Yeah.
I knew you would love that.
Knipple! But yeah.
But you look at these teams at the top of this draft, it's like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You know, it always is that way.
But you know what? Not so much. Like, well, the Spurs, though, like with Wembanyama, they definitely have a future. The Sixers had a miserable year. You know, it's more like the Hornets, the Jazz, the Wizards, the Pelicans. But the Mavericks, I mean, you know, the Mavericks were in the finals 2 years ago.
I know. I kind of feel, well, and now they're getting the number one pick. And, you know, out of Kyrie's not going to be back.
Kyrie?
Maybe he won't be back until maybe February.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. But, yeah, it's going to be a while. But
and he's signing a three-year contract extension. So
$108 million.
So another team paying a guy not to play.
Yep, that's right. Man, he's found a way to do that. Him and Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant obviously gets traded as well again. So other teams are making moves and the Knicks are hanging around.
Do you think
hanging around?
San Antonio's got two first round picks. They're number two and I think they're number 14.
Okay.
Could they trade those to Milwaukee for Giannis?
Yeah. They could, if that's what they want.
Then you got Giannis and Wembanyama. How would they play together?
I don't know. Let me call Tibbs. I don't know. He's got nothing to do. He could break it down. I mean, I'm sure, you know, talent like that, you could figure it out. But, yeah, and obviously them being in the Western Conference, it makes it easier for Milwaukee to want to trade him there. And the Rockets now getting Kevin Durant takes them out of it because that was one of the destinations. So, yeah, could be a possibility.
You see where Miami was all in. Trying to get Kevin Durant. They couldn't get him.
Yeah.
That Pat Riley, he ain't sitting still down there.
Like Leon Rose.
Well, I mean, Leon's doing things. Don't know what he's doing because he never talks to anybody.
What are you doing, Leon Rose?
I never know what they're doing.
All right, let's get some calls in. Kevin's down in Florida. What's going on, Kevin?
How you guys doing? I just want to let you know that it's not just the Mets and the Yankees. It's every single team in Major League Baseball that has horrible relief pitching. Look at the examples last night, how Texas was up 4-0. Next thing you know, they take out the starter. They're losing the game 5-4. The reliever comes in and gives up back-to-back-to-back home runs. Same thing with Seattle. He left the game 5-2. Next thing you know, they bring in the reliever. It's 5-5. The relief pitching in the last few years, not just for the Mets and for the Yankees, for all teams have been awful.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys agree
with me. Of course, Kevin, and there's a reason why. I mean, now that starters don't go, into games as deep as they used to. That means that you need to have more pitchers and using more guys. And the more guys that you use, the lower down the totem pole you're going for talent. And middle relief, when you have 30 teams, ends up stinking. So you might have two or three guys, three if you're lucky, at the back end of the bullpen that you trust. But if your starter comes out after four or five, then you're going to these guys that you're trying to get something out of that, you know, have five and six ERAs across the league. So, and you're not going to spend money, especially now with the competitive balance tax, a ton of money on middle relievers. So it's like a crapshoot every year.
You know what's interesting is that Brazoban gets a hold for last night's game.
Did he?
Gave up three runs and he gets a hold.
He got a hold?
He got a hold.
Oh my God, how stupid is that?
Got one out and got a hold.
That's the dumbest thing in the world. That needs to be changed. And how many runs were charged him? Three, right?
Three earned runs, yeah.
So how can that be a hold when he blew the lead?
He threw 24 pitches, gave up three earned runs, and got one out and got a hold. He got a hold.
Now, if you told me he gave up two earned runs and it was 3-2 when he came out, I'd say, okay, I could kind of understand how stupid as that is, even though they lost the game, but he blew, it was 3-3.
Well, the good news is that he got a hold for him. Goes on his statistics. Hold.
Baseball sometimes makes me sick. The stats, it really does. This guy gets a hold.
I'd like to get a hold of his neck is what I'd like to do.
You know what, really, he gave up three runs, and Castillo actually gets the loss and a blown save.
Mm-hmm. Everybody stunk.
So he's blown twice.
He has blown twice. And then we saw Dickie Lovelady out there.
Dickie!
Yeah, he had a couple earned runs as well. So, awesome.
I mean, like, who are these guys?
Yeah, well, it's tough, man.
I mean, it's every team.
It is. It's most of them. Mark in Westchester. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, man.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention, I hope Sean's going to be okay, because the way I was looking at it is, I really felt like he was a leader last year, and he could bring back some mojo from last year. I know he kind of got ran down at the end and everything, but I see him in the dugout with the guys, and it looks like they all really respect him. And I think he's going to add a psychological edge to them, and I'm hoping that, you know, that happens, presuming that he's healthy when he comes back. And I'll listen to what you guys say.
Yeah, I mean, Mark, that last year he was that type of guy, but he was also their best pitcher, one of the best pitchers in baseball, and when that performance happens like that, that leadership and that all those other things you're talking about come with it. I mean, when you're not pitching and the team is losing and you try to make rehab starts, you get loose bodies, you're not going to have the same impact on the team. But, you know, it was kind of sad. It was, I guess it was Monday night when the Mets are trying to come back. And, you know, when they're down 3-0 and get to 3-2, it was when Soto ends up striking out in the eighth inning, first and third, two outs, and Manaea had his hat inside out, the rally cap that he was doing last year.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, he strikes out, and then he's popping the hat back forwards and putting it back on. Just, it was a sad video.
Did I see on our TV scroll on the bottom there?
Yeah.
You know when they go to NBA and they put all the updated NBA news in there?
Sure.
Did I see where the Nets acquired the fifth overall pick?
Yeah. In the trade.
Is that what? All right. I didn't realize they got that high.
Yeah. So they got now, Jerry said it, they got like five, eight, or whatever they moved up from eight, whatever it is. They've got the three first rounders now.
Wow. There you go. Something's going on.
What's, where were you at 6:30 when we were talking about this? I said they're going to package those three for Giannis. Maybe.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Something's going on. They're doing, you know, they're doing what they're doing. So they put up Steven and all you guys back there,
Waldron?
No, what do they call him? Steven Warden. Get your guys, put that trade back up there.
Steven Waldron.
No, Warden.
Warden.
Steven Warden.
Warden, okay.
Keeps all those guys, you know, together. Yeah. It's like his prisoners. Get that trade up there again. the Nets trade. We could take a look again with the Puzingis. With Puzingis and the Hawks and the Celtics and the Nets.
So that was a three-team trade. There
so
you
they
have
got
it.
So they got eight. No, so there's 22 there. So they have eight. They've got 22, and they've got, hold on, is it five now?
I thought it was five, yeah.
No, it's not. No, they have five.
picks in the draft?
They have 8. They have 19, okay. 22, 26, 27.
So they have 5.
What I'm saying, I thought I saw on the scroll that the Nets somehow acquired the 5th overall pick.
No, they got 5 picks, and the highest is 8.
That's why I was reacting to it. I heard what Jerry said, and then I thought I read reportedly have acquired the 5th overall pick. That's what I thought.
You know what I think we should do? Well, let's just sit here in silence until it comes back around.
That's what I thought I read, but it may not be right.
Shh.
What's the CWSA? What is that?
College World Softball Association.
Okay.
I don't know. I just made that up. I have no idea what that is. Right. Headlines. Here we go. Headlines.
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 Boomer and Geo.
Watch Boomer and Geo. See, I love that. It's a good headline.
It's a great headline.
All right. And we're waiting. Call the show. There's the number, 888-808-1019. We're reading the scroll on CBS Sports Network right now to see what they said. See if it was a misread there.
This is Paramount Plus now.
Blood is Thicker Than Water. New season of The Chi?
Yep.
The Chi. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. Celtics sending Kristaps to Atlanta, 3-team trade with the Hawks and Nets. Mavericks reportedly inking Kyrie Irving to a 3-year, $119 million contract. Tigers become the first team to reach 50 wins with 11-4 victory over the A's.
Baseball.
Burns stellar debut. Yeah, but it's his headlines.
Okay.
All right, so we got to wait for the next one.
I thought these were NBA headlines.
No, it was just headlines. Now it'll go Hockey Hall of Fame. Among those.
This is unbelievable.
Here we go now. NBA. Tyrese Halliburton underwent surgery to repair the torn right Achilles. I feel like that was a long time ago. Take that down.
Bet your buddies.
Halliburton, calf strain, same leg, game 5. Yeah.
Marty O'Malley probably took care of that.
I hope so.
For his sake.
NBA news. Here it is. I think we're finally here. All right, there's a 3-team trade again. Here it comes with the Nets, according to multiple reports.
That's the 3-team trade.
All right.
Still nothing. Come on.
Still nothing.
I know I saw something.
Mavericks. All right, hold on. It's coming up next.
I swear to God, I thought I saw something.
I know. It's taken a long time to get back there, man. Let me tell you something.
God, it's unbelievable.
Take a long time with the scroll. So the Nets have 5 picks in the first and second round, 8 number being the highest, and you think that CBS Sports Network said they had the 5th overall pick, and that's why you stopped in your tracks.
I thought I saw where they said the Nets are reportedly acquiring the 5th overall pick.
I hope to God. It's not there.
It's not there. I don't know what it was.
It's just, did they erase it because you saw it? And then the next time around, you were scrambling?
Oh, that's the only reason I reacted. I heard what Jerry said this morning.
The hell, you screwed up again. God. Just get it out of there. I can't change it. Just erase it. Just erase it. That's probably what happened. It probably did say the 5th overall pick. But your eye's not great from that distance.
No, my eyes are good from that distance. They're not good from this distance.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many guys I see that are my age and a little bit older have their phones up to their face like this. Like 2 inches from their face reading text messages.
Well, I don't need that because I just enhanced the font size.
Wild.
And then I bold the font size so I can see it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
All right, hold on for a second. We got Mac in Livingston, New Jersey. Mac, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
All right.
Hey, I solved the biggest mystery of the day for you.
Good. Thank you.
Please.
So it didn't say on the scroll at the bottom of the screen, it didn't say they got the 5th overall pick. It said they got their 5th first round pick.
So Nets have 5 first round picks?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
8-19, 22, 26, and 27.
Wow. Wow. All
there right. it is. All right. So we suspected it was that, but mm-hmm. you said that you really thought it was the other one.
I actually thought that I saw where they were trying to acquire the fifth overall pick.
Well, I think they are trying to move up.
Yeah. That's what I thought, too, but I rewound it, and I took a picture, but I'm not on X, so I don't know how to get it.
They probably are don't trying, get on, but they haven't yet.
Stay off of that place.
What's that?
Well, I'm already off. I'm staying off. No worries.
Stay off of what?
X. He goes, I'm not on X. I said, don't join.
Yeah, don't join.
you don't know what you're not missing.
But I appreciate, though, Mac helping out.
Yes, very good. Good job, Mac.
But then I think I kind of was right then, right? No, or no?
No. No, not at all.
Well, he just said that they are trying to acquire the fifth overall pick.
I think there's been a lot written that they're trying to move up in the draft to 5, 4, or 3, but they haven't done it yet. That's just, you know, rumors and
who do they want?
Speculation.
Ace Bailey?
I hope so.
Yeah. And all these first round picks.
So they could add Giannis and Ace Bailey?
I don't know.
Would you be happy about that?
Would you?
No, I'm not a Net fan.
I'm
asking you, the Net fan.
I don't. The Giannis thing, as great as he is.
Yeah. Stephen A. wanted Giannis on the Knicks.
What? I'm worried about Giannis at this point.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like he's on the other side. I don't know.
He's
30 years old.
Actually, it's not so much. I think he said he wanted Kevin Durant on the Knicks. At 36 or 37, that would have been such a Knick thing to do.
They tried it with Pierce and Garnett.
But he's
they
not, tried he's it not with as old
Durant
as
yeah, right. and he's Kyrie not. Irving. No, I know, but Kyrie and Durant weren't. I mean, they were probably right around the same age right now. I'm worried about him breaking down.
Oh, Jerry.
What?
Oh, Jerry.
I understand.
I feel like they're doing it the right way again, the way they were doing it prior to the Durant thing. When I still say if they didn't do the James Harden and the pandemic didn't hit, this would have worked. But it is what it is. I like the way they're building this thing.
And to your point, if you see, like, the Oklahoma City Thunder, their biggest asset this year was youth all over the place.
I mean, it was the joke. They couldn't even celebrate because nobody's 21.
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha. But, yeah, I mean.
Giannis is he's 30, and he'll be 31 in December.
Right. I'm not saying he's not a great player.
He can give you still a good 3-4 years.
But wouldn't you prefer Giannis to go to a team that's ready to win right now?
Well, I mean, maybe the Nets will be ready to win right now with 5 first-round picks and then grab a couple players.
Maybe it could take time, too, though, and he's getting older.
East wide open.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's always everything's always wide open.
I'm not saying I'd be disappointed. I wouldn't be head over heels over it.
All right.
Okay.
I just don't know what Giannis I'm getting.
I don't remember you head over heels about Kyrie Irving.
Durant and Irving. Not James Harden. I was pissed when they traded for Harden.
But he's also like not a complete jerk, Giannis.
I didn't say he is.
Like, there's a lot of jerks that came through the Nets.
Yeah, no, I get that. But I just, again, I don't know what I'm getting.
All right, Jerry, I know what we're getting from you.
Well, yeah, so just we'll wrap up the basketball because it'll get back to baseball in a second. So, to answer the question, what happened was the Hawks getting Kristaps Porzingis. The Nets are involved in this deal with Boston and Atlanta, so they end up with Terrence Mann and Atlanta's first-round pick for tonight, which is number 19, to go along with 8, 22, 26, and 27. We know you'll be an idiot not to think Cooper Flagg is going one, and pretty exciting times, as you can imagine, he's going to Dallas.
It's incredible to be here, be in these moments. This is stuff I've dreamed about since I was a little kid, so I think being here is surreal. I don't think it's really, set in yet or anything, but I'm just trying to go through each moment and just enjoy it.
And then it does look like Dylan Harper from Rutgers will go 2 to San Antonio, and then the games begin. We shall find out what happens thereafter. In terms of Dallas, Kyrie Irving, it looks like plans to sign a 3-year, $119 million deal as he will decline his $43 million option for next season. Now I'm going to start to make the transition back to baseball as I bring you the Mike Francesa podcast. And this is just the beginning. It's a nice little opening. It was a hot day, as we know. So the big fella needed to have a little refresher as he got started.
Let me take a drink for a second on this very, very warm day. I was just outside rewatering the flowers because it is that hot today. I mean, it is unbelievable. I watered them this morning because my wife's been away, and so I have to do the watering of the garden, and she told me to water it again today because it was that hot.
A lot of watering.
I mean,
on.
He's announcing he has to take a sip.
Hold on a second. I'm just very thirsty from this heat wave, so I got to take a sip because I was rewatering the plants. I had watered initially and then rewatered, and then she said water again. So I was out there watering again for the third time. So, and then it was so hot. So hold on. Let me take a, just hold on a second. So, I mean, it is hot out there. So after I'm done with the podcast, I'm going to have a junkless bar. Which is delicious, and then go rewater again for the fourth time. It's that hot, folks. I mean, it's that hot. You gotta. I mean, if you have plants, if you are someone who has, you know, if you're fortunate enough, and we have a lot of plants, we got a lot of, you know, a lot of flowers, hydrangeas, you know, all sorts of bushes, Leland cypress, green giant, and we have a lot of them. But if you're fortunate enough to have some plants and some flowers, you gotta go out there and water them again.
He's got a Leland cypress.
It's so, you know, I mean, and then the, you know, the four or five people that live here that take care of in the shed and take care of the plants. We haven't put AC in there yet. We're gonna. So I sent them home and I said, I'll do it. I'll take care of it. And so they're not there any longer. So I'll reward them. No problem. I'll do it.
So now, Mike, kind of related as we get back to baseball. So you had the whole thing with Clark Schmidt over the weekend. I guess it was Saturday where he goes the 7 no-hit innings against Baltimore. And then he gets taken out because of pitch count and all of that. So there are some that did not agree with that. One notable Yankee fan here at the radio station is Sean Morash.
Clark Schmidt kind of got robbed. And before you interrupt, David Wells and David Cone won a bunch of rings here. They're immortalized for their perfect games. Jim Abbott has talked about forever for his no-hitter here. Doc Gooden, his no-hitter here. This is not on the road. This is at Yankee Stadium.
Now, he was annoyed that he wasn't given the opportunity to go back to out there in the eighth. Bring it back to Mike on his podcast yesterday.
Any clown, anybody... anywhere who thinks he should have pitched the eighth and ninth innings really should not only keep that to themselves, they shouldn't even be allowed to watch baseball the rest of the year. Are you out of your mind?
Mind? I mean, any clown out there who lives in Brightwaters, Long Island, who is pale and overweight and floats around in an above-ground pool and... is half a host, half a producer, and kind of has the head like a beluga whale. I mean, shut up. Hold on a second. I mean, let me take a drink here. Hold on.
Yeah.
I mean, what an idiot. I don't know. And I'm just making that. I don't know if anybody is like that. I just feel like that's the type of person who would want him to finish the game. We're back.
Jesus.
All right, so with that, we get to the baseball.
I don't know what's more funny. The impression and or the insult real Mike. Or the description of Sean Mirage.
Oh, man. So Clark Schmidt was not on the mound last night, but the Yankees did wind up losing to the Reds in 11, 5-4. Along the way, though, we get you the Thrivewell Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivewell Infusion. He is Ben Rice. Now, he did homer. And I think a very good job by Dave Sims covering as they came back from commercial break and, well, the ball had already left the yard.
While we're away, swing and a drive by Ben Rice. He hit it way out down the right field line. Yankees lead 1-0 on the first pitch of that frame.
Very well covered up there,
yeah,
I thought.
Very nice.
Very well done. So he is, with the home run, our Yankees thriving player of the game, brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivewellInfusion.com. The Yankees did
Jared, let me ask you, if you're in Dave Sims' spot there, since you are a play-by-play man, do you pretend like it's live, or do you do what he did?
I think I go Madge on him. Get out of the break.
Yeah, you start screaming, get out of the goddamn spot. We've gotten that bad here.
I think he did it right.
I think he handled it properly.
While we were away, which is this basically takes him off the hook, and he basically makes the call. It's perfect.
And still made a half-excited call that had happened already. I thought he did a really good job.
Okay.
Here was Carlos Rodon. So he went, the Yankees led 3-0. Rodon goes out of the game. The Yankees give up the lead. They wind up losing at 11. We know that. Rodon was at 88 pitches. He only allowed 4 hits in the 6 innings. I think 1 walk. That was it. He essentially says he was tired and it was enough.
Usually I'm going back out kind of thing, but I was huffing and puffing a little bit. Usually I go back out there and I mean, in most situations I want the ball, but, you know, I can tell just, you know, I was gassed after they had some good at-bats and then had some long at-bats.
That sucks. So they wound up losing for the ninth time in 12 games. Aaron Judge did have an opportunity in the ninth inning, popped up with the guys on base. They did score a run in the 11th, but gave up two. In the bottom half, Gavin Lux, the game-winning RBI single. The Yankees now 45-34, and they give the ball to Max Fried tonight to take on Brady Singer. Meantime, you've got the Mets not much better. Matter of fact, it's kind of worse than the Yankees.
The 0-2 pitch. Swing on a liner towards the gap in right center. It's in for a hit. It's going to the wall. Acuna flying. He hits third. He's being waved home. There will not be a relay throw from Lindor. Acuna scores from first.
He sounds ticked off. Howie Rosen, Mets Odyssey Radio. That made it 6-3 again. The Mets led 3-0 like the Yankees did. They wound up losing 7-4. A 5-run sixth off of Brazoban, Castillo, and Garrett for Atlanta as they send the Mets to their 10th loss in 11 games. Carlos Mendoza knows, not good.
Not happy. Not happy with the results. But again, we got to come back tomorrow, ready to go. We're going through it right now, but they're professionals. They've been there before. They're good players. They know they're good players, but we got to go out there and do it.
Well, we need Jose Iglesias. What we need. Yeah.
Well, I said yesterday to Gio and Nikki that they have the La Familia sign now. That looks like the OMG. They have this whole new thing.
It's not working.
Nothing's working right now. Behind home plate.
Think about Jose Iglesias. Forget OMG. That was huge, I understand. But his play in the field and his steadiness and the fact that he hit really well in the second half last year was a big part of their success.
Over under. Strikeouts for the Mets last night. 10.5. 14.
It's over. I know there's 14.
Terrible.
How about the top four in the batting order? One hit.
0-5 for Lindor. Yeah, it was bad.
I think it was one hit and two walks.
Yeah, well, Soto, Mr. Walk had two of them.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Not even the game Mets are working this year.
Nothing is working in June for them, as they have been bad. That having been said, you have the whole thing with Sean Manaea and the loose body in his arm. He will have an injection. Here is David Stearns. When can he be back? This is from Stearns.
The goal right now is he's probably pitching in a rehab game a week from today, next Tuesday, next Wednesday. And if he's able to do that and that goes well, that would be the last one probably.
And then he would be back. But what sucks about that comment is if he's able to do that. So we shall see. Here was Manaea in terms of how big those bodies are.
7 millimeters? Is that big? I have no idea. I mean, it looks big on the screen, but it could be really small. So I don't know.
Well, Clay Holmes will make the start tonight. He doesn't have loose bodies in his arm. Not yet, anyway. It'll be on Mets Odyssey Radio as the Mets look to finally beat the Braves. Something they haven't been able to do of late. A couple of other things really quick. Do I have time? Yeah, I'm going to give you just two. Aaron Rodgers, he was on McAfee. So it was interesting. McAfee, they're yucking it up with Rodgers about, you know, when the wedding is, they want to be invited, who's going to be on the guest list. Like, they're having a good time. Rodgers having none of it. And as they're yucking it up, Rodgers just kind of interrupts. And this is a little bit later into his diatribe that went on for 4 minutes, but he's essentially telling people to leave him alone.
I know that I've chosen to be in the public eye for one more season, but my private life is staying private. And any other ridiculous story that's out there about my family that I don't talk to, you know, they wouldn't know any information about me. Like, leave them alone. Like, and you want to keep stalking me on the beach and getting photos of me and Apollo? Go for it.
Apollo's his dog. And then the last one is talks about the interest in him and his wife. Stupid.
The entitlement to information about my private life is so f-ing ridiculous and embarrassing. Like, hey, do what you gotta do, but just, you know, try and leave me out of a conversation, sports world, for a month. Try and just leave me out, my personal life, my professional life. Try not to talk about me. Try not to still be relevant for the next 6 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever it is.
Yeah, stop talking about me, but listen to me next week on Pat McAfee and watch my documentary on Netflix.
Yeah, I know.
Where I show you my personal life. I mean, just completely lost. Like, you sign up for this. This is the deal. So deal with it and shut up.
And Matt Martin officially announces his retirement, goes to the front office with the Islanders.
Like, I saw Livy Dunn complaining about how like they were like some creepy old guys at every airport she goes to, like following her around. That I can understand.
I'll use.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
All right, so I just watched the part of your golf.com documentary.
Yeah.
On Long Island Golf. And it was amazing. It's amazing. I'm like a proud father right now. I really am. I mean, like, you've taken to this golf game, like, it's insane. What has happened to you and your life and how this has basically been, you know, for lack of a better term, I guess it's your escape from everything that goes on in your life and my, you know, work life, personal life, everything else. And they did a great job covering you and your buddies out there in Sayville. I'm sure I can't wait to see the whole thing. And I'm telling you, man, I really feel like I birthed you.
Yeah, you certainly were a huge part of it. My friends in Sayville, another big part of it. But yeah, so it's, if you go on YouTube, it's up there. It's already got 6,000 views. It was posted yesterday. It's Destination Golf, Public Golf on Long Island. It starts in my office here at work. You see Eddie and Al and Boomer and Big Intern made an appearance in there as well. And then it goes out to West Sayville. So the first couple of minutes, and they did a great job. So, you know, golf.com and, you know, their Instagram account, it's got like, you know, 500,000 followers or something. 756,000 followers if you go to golf.com on Instagram. It's posted, the little vignette of it is posted up there as well on their Instagram accounts. You can follow them, and it's all up on YouTube to watch. And I mean, they're a bunch of serious professionals over there at golf.com, put together a wonderful, sure, wonderful documentary.
So. And watching your guys all proud about doing what you guys do on Sunday morning. Is that's what golf has always been for me. I don't do it like you do it on Sunday morning with as many guys as you do, but there's nothing like playing with your buddies.
Yeah, I mean,
each and every week, or going on a golf trip or whatever it may be, when you're out there and you're playing, whether it's me playing with my son, who I did yesterday up in Nashua, or playing with Matt and his teammates and his buddies, or playing with Wally, or playing with you. I mean, that's when the fun really, you know, gets to be the best, because you're taking money off your buddies, or you're giving money to your buddies.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what, you know, this is. There's one guy, Jerry Degnan, in the documentary, goes, it's about the guys. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's just friends and the like-minded guys who want to do the same things and laugh, and nobody takes themselves too seriously. And it's really, and just the fact that they asked me to do this and to showcase Long Island in a way is something that I was proud of.
No, so. It's not like you don't have a platform or something.
Well, of course, but hey, the other people do as well.
Yes.
So
if I could only have gotten Al into golf. I tried, but he didn't want any part of it.
Yeah, you know, I could see him in his retirement maybe doing it, because he actually had, when we were at Glen Oaks, he had a really good swing, just naturally.
Yeah, I used to like going to the driving range, and I felt like, well, I hit the ball pretty good. But then when you get on the golf course, it's so much thinner than a driving range, and you realize how many of your shots are not actually straight.
The golf course is thinner than the driving range.
Correct, yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a good way of putting it.
It is.
I've never heard it put that way before. I've learned something else this morning now.
Yeah. No, I think Al in his retirement, he's going to do a couple of things. I could see him picking up a hobby. It may not be golf.
No, I see security guard in his future.
Well, he's going to be the mayor. He's going to run for mayor.
Either the mayor or a security guard at a bank or at a mall.
Advice columnist.
Not a mall. There's too many teenagers.
All right, not a mall.
Are you going to move away immediately to another no-tax state, or are you going to hang around New Jersey for a while?
No, I think, yeah, you got to stay where your family is.
Yeah.
I'd have to get them all to move.
Yeah, it's tough.
I think I'm kind of stuck here.
Yeah, I mean, there's some, like, parents and grandparents that say, screw it, I'm just going to go down to Florida and you guys can figure it out and visit us. And there's others who are like, there's just too much of my family here. I don't want to leave. But not going to work in the winter, and you're going to have to find a place somewhere for a couple of months. Because if you're not going to work in New Jersey on the beach in January and February and March, you're going to have a tough time.
Yeah, you follow Eddie to Maine and New Hampshire, you know, where it's really nice and cold.
Yeah, where are you going to go, Eddie, do you think? Vermont?
New England.
Yeah.
Maine. Vermont sounds right. I think they probably have socialized supermarkets there.
Yeah.
Well, you might as well just stay here. We might get those here now.
You call. You call Eddie. Eddie, how's it going, man?
It's good. It's a little cold as I'm in line for the government cheese. I'm hoping that they allow us bread today as well. Can I call you back? I'm fourth in line now. Hold on.
Anyway, we kid. Yes. Kind of. Yeah, all right. So, I mean, Al's going to end up at some point when his family allows him. He's going to be in Arizona. And Eddie, as I'm looking into the future right now, Eddie will be in, he will be in Vermont. Vermont's the place.
What about Utah, Eddie?
Yeah, that's, I have family out there, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Utah would be a great place.
Yeah, but I think it's, for, like G says, like, my wife's sisters are on the East Coast, so.
Yeah, you gotta stay somewhere
close. Believe me, they'll love to come and visit you in the summertime in Utah.
Yeah, but everybody says they're gonna come and visit, and they never do.
My buddy Mike sent me a text yesterday. Oh, it's 62 degrees here. Wow, Jesus. Sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, over the last couple of days, for sure. But anyway, so, yeah, go check that out. It's on their YouTube page, golf.com, Golf Magazine. It's on their Instagram page. I reposted it on my social channels, if you will. I don't know what you even call it anymore.
Social channels, yeah.
Social channels.
Your social media pages.
My social media pages on Instagram at GOWFAN and XWFAN as well.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.